Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Eagles had a big game.
They did.
Nice blowout. And it started in the first quarter with one of three sacks from our next guest and honored the request. Perkins, what made you think of asking him to do that anyway?
Well, I just wanted him to do some sort of a celebration, something that was easy to do, yet it would stand out and wouldn't get him flagged for, a penalty.
Showboating and all that?
Yeah.
You were right, actually, as so often you are with these things. And I came back from walking my dog, and I on social media had blown up.
I know.
Yeah, with this.
Went crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if you missed it, Casey had asked Brandon to do the Pee Wee Herman dance if he made a big sack in the game. He made three sacks in the game. So it's only appropriate that, you know, we play this music as we welcome him. Please give some love to Brandon Graham. Yeah.
What's up, y'all?
Oh, my God, man. I can't believe you did that.
Oh, man, that was cool. That was cool right there.
That was great.
It was the third play in the game. It was the third play. And listen to me. I have to be totally honest with all of you guys. I didn't see it happen live. I was still driving home from picking up my lunch.
Okay.
And I was listening to the game in the car, and they're on defense first. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, I think the TV that I'm watching at home is on the NFL Network, and it's not on the actual game. So I'm texting my son. I'm like, dude, go turn the game on right now. Turn the game on right now. I'm like, whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing and turn the game on right now. And then I hear it, 3rd and 9, Brandon Graham with the sack. And I'm like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is happening to me right now. Like, I cannot believe this. And then I start getting these text messages. Dude, he effing did the dance. And I'm like, I can't believe I didn't actually see it happen live. But thank God my mom was downstairs watching the game and I was able to rewind her TV and watch it. What was going on in your mind, Brandon, when you actually made that sack?
Well, I told Fletch that I was going to do it, you know, but I told him I was going to do it on the second one. So on the first one, when I got it so fast, I was just like, I heard somebody say, Pee-wee. And then I ran over there, and then I did it.
But get out of here.
I was going to do it. I told people that I was going to do it. It was so funny because I was tripping and everything. I was about to do my dance at first, and then they say, Pee-wee, because I told a lot of people that I was going to do it.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, no, you weren't really that familiar with it. And we sort of reminded you, and then you sort of, you know, remembered and got the deal. But it was clear as day, but Brandon, it was a nuclear reaction on social media. All my stuff started going off, and everyone had already, thanks to DVRs, already isolated the clip. So I honestly think, and the question has to be, is Casey was hoping, is this going to be your move?
Oh, man, that's cool right there. I got to learn the whole dance. I was like, I don't think I'm going to be able to remember all of it, but let's just do the beginning.
Yeah, the beginning is all you need. Everyone recognized
it. And I mean, honestly, how prescient and wise of Casey to ask you to do it against the Jets, because they just are not—they're not good. Three sacks against that offensive line yesterday, and you know, I hope that you have an incredible season. But it was, what's the mindset for the team going against? You got the defense had 10 sacks in total yesterday. You had 3 of them. You know, is it just treat it like it is every other team, or do you look at the Jets a little differently?
I mean, you treat the teams like any other team, but you know you got some opportunities out there. You know? And then you know you try not to put the pressure on yourself, saying like, "Oh man, it looked like we should get some sacks," because you know that's how they want you to think. But you know, we went out there and we was like, "Look, you know, we're gonna go out there, we're gonna play. They got Le'Veon, we got to make sure that we stop him because that's number one." And then you know, we should be able to get what we want. If we do that, and I think we did a good job of that.
Now, we'd be remiss if we didn't ask how your wife is doing, because we know that I think it's a gallbladder surgery.
Yeah, she's calling me right now, actually. But you know, I know she just want to make sure that I'm okay.
Okay,
I had to wake baby girl and them up, and then you know because you know I'm got to make sure that I take over everything, you know, while she's in the hospital.
Yeah, that's the same thing. If my wife were in traction, she would still find a way to call me to make sure that I took care of the kids, you know?
You know? It's true. It's true.
Because I'd mess something up.
Yeah. I'm sorry for texting you. I had no idea that that this was going on in your world.
But it was cool, though. Honestly, it was cool, man. Like, you know, I'm happy that she was cool because she was more mad about not being able to go to the game. And then when I got done with the game, she was like, well, maybe I need to do this more often.
Yeah, you don't want to push it too far. But, yeah, my dad had that. I assume it's the same surgery, and it's fine. It's completely fine.
Pretty routine.
Yeah, best wishes for her.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, it's this morning, so I'm going to take baby girl to school, and then I'm going to go up there with her.
All right.
Wait.
Very nice.
Man, you're a good family man.
Yeah, good family. Father. You know, does the pee-wee dance when
I totally picked a great best friend. I really did.
don't make this something he regrets now.
Yeah. By the way, I was right because at the end of the first quarter, CBS did a montage of the plays that happened in the first quarter. The very first thing they showed was you doing the Pee Wee Herman dance. And I got to say, they didn't show any of your other celebrations after any of your other sacks because they weren't as dynamic as the Pee Wee dance.
Hey, that was funny, though. I'm glad I did it first. I appreciate y'all throwing it out there. I'll give y'all all that credit.
Thanks. You just killed it yesterday. It was awesome.
Have you ever made a promise like that to anybody in the past? Because Marissa was telling me she was hanging out with Sebastian Letoux, who played for the Philadelphia Union, and he had said to her, when you make a promise like that, it sticks out in your mind, and you, I don't necessarily think you play harder, but it's definitely in the forefront of your mind. Have you ever done anything like that before?
Honestly, not the big promise that we had. Like, I hear people say requests, hey, man, you know, I know it'd be cool if you do this. And I'd just be like, oh, man, you never know. You know? But we got deep into it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I was just looking at it. And I was doing it, and then even people in the training room, like, you know, was doing it with me, you know, as I was practicing. They was like, "Is you gonna really do that?" I was like, "You know what? It ain't that hard." You know? And I'm like, "If I actually do it, you know, it'd be fun." So
it was unbelievable. Great, it was so hilarious to see it, and it was such a great hit. So.
All right. Well, listen, Brandon, we know you're busy with your wife, so you got to get your girl off to school. So we'll let you go ahead and do that. But we could not pass up having a chance to get you on and saying thank you. That was really great. And wonderful game, by the way, man. The D killed it. So congratulations.
Hey, so whenever I do it, y'all know I'm just, you know, shouting y'all out. So
You're the man. Hey, you're the man.
Because y'all kickstarted my 3-sack game. You know?
Nice. All right. Thanks, Brandon. Have a good day, man. We'll talk to you soon, okay? Yeah. All right. Brandon Graham, guys.
Wow.
He could be your best friend.
He should be my best friend.
You know what? This is, I think we're overlooking a really important thing. Have you ever said it all the years, and you posted a picture on social media over the weekend, Casey, a little black and white picture of you as a little boy wearing a jacket with the Eagles logo on it, you know, just proving that you've been bleeding green since you were, you know, knee high. And have you ever affected anything that's ever happened on the field before?
Never.
Okay. So this is a big deal.
This is
you actually had an effect of something that took place during a game.
No, and I've never. So one time a couple of years ago, Jason Worth was in town. He was playing for the Nationals, and I yelled, "Hey, Jason, thank you for 2008." And he tipped his cap to me, and so like that's like maybe the closest. But that was actually like before the game. So
right, this was on the field.
Yeah,
in play.
Yeah,
you know the joke that started with Mac writing the letter to Chase Utley.
Right.
On it's hilarious. Yeah. On It's Always Sunny. They're kind of like great friends now.
Yeah.
Maybe this thing, which sort of started as a joke with Brandon Graham, will lead to you guys being good friends.
Well,
I mean, because he's such a nice guy.
He's a really nice guy.
Like, I think you guys have a lot
of... What did I start? What did I start?
I think he's going to make Philly his home, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the guy is just categorically, you know, the interview was so good. He's just a regular, you know, cool guy. His wife is, you know, with the surgery, he's got the game, and he remembers to do that. That says a lot.
Oh, my gosh. I should I got to send them a gift.
You need to send something, yes. We'll send something on behalf of the show.
I was going to ask for a gift. I was going to ask for a game ball.
Ask him to send something to you?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that for me. Send me something.
I was like a game ball.
Well, I kind of feel like I was half responsible for the three-sack day.
But, he said it. We kick-started his three-sack run here.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have three sacks and three testicles.
Absolutely.
He might end up
like
that.
I had three testicles.
Yeah, we can only hope for the best. Wow. Well, that was cool. And that was cool of him to call us today. I mean, the dude worked yesterday.
His wife is on the other line.
Yeah. Trying to call him while he's talking to us. That's a great man. Not a great husband, but a great man. No, that's really awesome.
More podcasts from Preston and Steve available at PrestonandSteve.com.